Welcome to Open Mind 365. What if 500 years ago someone changed the narrative in our lives? Sitting here right now, would you realize it? What if the new narratives being designed today are no better than the old? We all buy into the dogma presented to us because we just don't know any different. We've bought into it so much that it has affected our well-being to the point many of us struggle with depression, anxiety, extreme cases of hiding, poor eating habits, poor judgment, confusion, violence, and undeniable cases of victimhood. We don't know that there's a way to overcome it, so this buy-in causes a lot of us to drift through our days. We think there isn't anything we can do to improve, so we keep drifting day in and day out. I know we become the best versions of ourselves when we stay open to listening and accepting different ideas, concepts, or explanations. Just because it was never explained or done that way in the past doesn't mean it can't be done or understood differently now. We will review various ways to grow and develop our personal and professional lives. We all could benefit from keeping an open mind 365 days a year. So welcome to Open Mind 365. I search high and low to find products, tools, and information to help your mind, body, and soul design an optimal life. Today we have to look back in time to be able to move forward. Nikola Tesla, whom I've had a fascination with for many years, studied energy, light, and sound. It's well known that he once said, "If you want to understand the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." If this is true, then wouldn't you agree it could also be true when it comes to our bodies also, because we're all energy, right? We all know that music can help you sleep, improve your mental well-being, and pump you up to make workouts feel so much easier. You may have also heard that sound baths in recent years are a different way to meditate and lessen anxiety and tensions within your body. But sound therapy isn't just about those feel-good mental benefits. You can actually use different sound frequencies to hack your brainwaves and possibly induce physical healing. By coupling Tesla's inventions and findings of several Russian and German biophysicists who produced reports which showed every human being has 120 frequencies within their bodies and each of our organs resonate at the same frequency as everyone else's. This means your liver, when healthy, resonates the same as mine. As a result, scientists have developed devices that can help return your body to its healthy frequencies. They use specific rhythms and frequencies which can shift your brain waves between the five main states of being. But first, what is a brain wave? At the root of all of our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors are the communication between the neurons within our brains. Brain waves are produced by electrical pulses from massive amounts of neurons communicating with each other and are detected by placing sensors on your scalp and head and detecting the frequency rate your brain is functioning. If you have low-frequency waves, they are like deep penetrating drum beats, while the higher-frequency brain waves are more like subtle high-pitched flute. But let's take a look at the five different types of brain waves. The first is gamma. That's a heightened state of awareness. It's where you learn the most. You tend to absorb information better in that state. Second is beta. That's more of just your normal everyday consciousness, being awake and alert. Number three is alpha, where you are physically and mentally relaxed. The alpha state was the first brainwave to be discovered, and you can reach this state by doing yoga just before falling asleep, or also through being creative and artistic. Number four, theta. That is your creativity state, where you dream and you're much more relaxed, more of a meditative consciousness. And then five is delta, which is the dreamless state, deep, deep sleep, repairing your body state, and you tend to have a loss of body awareness during that time. But how does all this work? We have to look at our basic anatomy. In your ear, there is a nerve which connects to the vagus nerve, which is the main parasympathetic nerve in the body. The parasympathetic nervous system is responsible for our rest and digestive activities. It helps to reduce stress, lower blood pressure, and relax our muscles. This vagus nerve helps to control hormone release, digestion, blood glucose levels, inflammation, heart rate, and blood pressure. There's a branch of the vagus nerve that goes right to the eardrum, which, as you know, vibrates in response to sound waves. This means every sound you process through your ears sends that information to the vagus nerve. Why does all that matter? Well, an inactive, blocked, or regularly negatively impacted vagus nerve can mean poor health for you. By stimulating it with the right frequencies, it can help. It can really help. And this is all in accordance to a study by Dr. Mark Menlocina. He is an integrative and functional medicine practitioner. The full body digital scanner that I mentioned earlier is a uniquely safe, non-invasive whole body scan that works to deliver detailed information about your anatomy or components of your anatomy which are being scanned. It is a simple but distinguished method for measuring the health state of your entire body. In technical terms, it is a sophisticated electronic device that measures the biofrequencies and electromagnetic signals in your body, and you do not need to be physically present in order for this process to work. It can work over the phone or over computer. Scientists determined what a normal or standard brain frequency should be, where your blood, ligaments, lungs, hair, and liver resonate, just to name a small few. There are devices that can read that and pick up abnormalities within that frequency and tell you in a lengthy, colorful, charted report. This is more effective than any blood test I've ever had, because not only will it pick up the abnormalities within your body, but it can also be set to emit a frequency to repair your body, bringing it to its most optimal state. It's an incredible technology, and I just love using frequencies to induce different states of consciousness within myself and healing. Everything in the universe, including every cell and organ in the body, has its own distinctive vibrational frequency or oscillation. When these oscillations are disrupted, whether by injury, diet, stress, or emotion, it results in a disruption of the biological function. Our brain waves change according to what we're doing and feeling. When slower brain waves are dominant, we can feel tired, slow, sluggish, and dreamy. The higher frequencies are dominant when we feel wired or hyper alert. If your body is out of balance, it can bring fatigue, depression, illness, disease, and even death if not properly addressed. Now, as I mentioned, over the past 20 years, more than 120,000 of these vibrational frequencies have been isolated, identified, and cataloged. Knowing what the optimum oscillation or frequencies of these cells and organs are assists in determining the root cause of an individual's health status when these frequencies are compared to the individual's scanned results. These frequencies can be broadcast to the individual to initiate or repair any frequencies or oscillations to an optimal or near optimal level. In fact, any process that changes your perception will change your brain waves or the oscillations within your body. You can use positive self-talk, EMFs, yoga, incantations, prayer, meditation, medication, scanner devices, or binaural beats to fine-tune your brain. Now, I'm not stating that frequency training should take place of any medical care, but I will tell you it should be a supplement to it. If you have allergies, poor cholesterol, anxiety, depression, or other ailment, I know changing your frequencies can get you on a much better track to improving your overall health. Thank you for listening to Open Mind 365. The target goal is to post a couple shows a week. It will likely be every Monday and Saturday. Please be sure to subscribe to know when new episodes go live. My name is Dee Rizzo, and again, please subscribe to my podcast, and I hope you'll reach out and connect with me on any one of my social media platforms. You can find the links in the descriptions. All right, well, thanks again for listening, and ciao for now.